one question that I didn't hear a response to, but you can circle back to it tomorrow. It is the issue of identifying and evaluating, assessing the age of unaccompanied minors and the free training and the training of lawyers. Now, again, the Inter-American Court of Human Rights mentioned the issue of street children. They handed down a ruling. I think that your question is pointing in the right direction when you addressed the general comment from our committee on street children. Now, what concerns us that, for the most part, in generally, the first person that the children confront when they're in the street, when they're street children, is the police. And the police are not necessarily trained. They don't necessarily have the capacity to respond to these situations appropriately. This leads to violence and arrest, and that leads to a great deal of problems. So what is the training and support you provide to police in such scenarios?
Turning now to the question of schools, we talked about the need to rebuild several schools, but there are also schools that were destroyed by tropical storms. I think you yourselves referred to that. And in addition to rebuilding or building schools, they also need to be kitted out with electricity, with sanitation facilities, hygiene, etc. And I didn't hear anything about concrete plans along those lines. There's also the fact that some schools are often used as long-term shelters to respond to natural disasters and are then not available for providing education. Then on leisure and leisure facilities. The leisure facilities that you referred to, are they monitored by the police to ensure they're safe and secure, or is some other body responsible for overseeing and monitoring those leisure facilities? Thank you.
Right, so if you can hold on to your answers to those questions until tomorrow, now we're going to do the next round of questions for the remaining clusters.